Okay, hello there, dear listeners, to this next episode of the Feed My Sheep Christian podcast. Today I would like to read to you a text I have written some time ago, and the text was written to encourage people to good works and love. And the title is You're Blessed to Be a Blessing. So let's dive right in. Abraham was blessed to be a blessing. See Genesis 22, 17 to 18. Likewise, every good thing we receive in life is a blessing and is a gift from God, from the Father of lights. See James 1, 17. God blesses us and gives us good things with the same goal in mind for why he blessed Abraham. God gives us good things so that we are a blessing to other people. God does good to us so that we may use whatever he has given to us to do good to other people. This is the purpose of our life. To be a blessing to other people, to not act selfish, but to treat others the way we want to be treated, and to do unto others as we want to have done unto us. Sometimes in life, however, we go through difficult times, whether that means going through pain, rejection, loneliness, the loss of a loved one, or failure. It is especially important in these times that we are not left alone by our brothers and sisters, friends and family members, and that we get the strength and encouragement and motivation from them to continue to fight the good fight of faith, to continue to love our neighbors as ourselves, and to not sink down into utter desperation and selfishness. For this reason, let us not forget the people around us, but rather let us use every opportunity that we get to do good and to encourage our fellow man unto good works and unto love. In light of wickedness becoming greater and greater, it is especially important to encourage each other to keep our hearts warm and on fire, and to not allow our hearts to become dull and to become apathetic and indifferent to the evil around us, but rather that we care about injustice happening around us, and that we stay courageous and that we continue to stand up for the oppressed, for the widow, for the orphan, and the stranger, and that we continue to help deliver the oppressed out of the hand of the oppressor. See Jeremiah 22, verse 3. Love rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 6. Now let's go on to the right column of the pamphlet I wrote. Let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due time we will also reap if we do not give up. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. That in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed, as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Genesis chapter 22, verses 17 to 18. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. James chapter 1, verse 17. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat, but how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and the threefold cord is not quickly broken. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 to 12. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall grow cold, but he that endures to the end, in brackets with loving, that's a comment from me, the same shall be saved. Matthew 24, verses 12 to 13. Apathy and tolerance are the last two virtues of a dying society. That's a quote from outside the Bible. Thus saith the Lord, execute ye judgment and righteousness, and deliver the spoiled out of the hand of the oppressor, and do no wrong, do no violence to the stranger, the fatherless, nor the widow, neither shed innocent blood in this place. Jeremiah 22, verse 3. Rescue those who are being led away to death and save those who stumble towards slaughter. Proverbs 24, verse 11 from ISV, International Standard Version. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we may live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. 1 John 4, verses 9 to 11. No man has greater love than the one who gives his life for his friends. John chapter 15, verse 13. Now in the end I wrote, remember, you are blessed to be a blessing. Therefore, if you have found this pamphlet useful, please pass it, in brackets or a copy of it, on to someone else who you think could also benefit from it.